Our friend Matt Jameson's with us from the Clear Thoughts Foundation. This Saturday, November 2nd, at Jay Verno Studio, once again, the Clear Thoughts Foundation's Roll for a Reason, a big event they got going on. Matt, welcome. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me again this year. Doing great.
Always a pleasure. All right. So this let's talk about the gig, Saturday night at Jay Verno Studios. Now, for those who have not been there, this is such a cool venue.
It really is. It's really unique. They host a lot of weddings there, actually, and do a lot of charity events there as well. It's really just a fantastic venue for an event like this.
Now, it is a full-on casino night. I mean, you guys got everything. Every game that you would want to be able to play, craps, roulette, slots, poker, blackjack. There's an open bar as part of your ticket. You got the carving stations. It is a fancy night of casino living on the South Side.
Absolutely. And it really is a great time, too. I know, Randy, you've been there in the past. It's just a lot of fun. It's not a stuffy type charity event. Guarantee if you're able to join us that night, you will have a great time.
Now, let's talk about the mission of the Clear Thoughts Foundation and what you guys are hoping to achieve here.
Yes, we're singularly focused on raising money to fund drug discovery for both drugs and therapeutics fighting dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited this year, actually, to be rolling out what we're referring to as the CTF Consortium, where we will be issuing grants to numerous researchers in the Pittsburgh area. This year, we're going to be awarding three $50,000 grants to researchers all in the Pittsburgh area. And the consortium aspect is all of those researchers will be then working together and collaborating, sharing ideas. In the past, we've had too many researchers that are just sort of working independently and not necessarily realizing how close they are with other people to making significant progress in drug discovery.
So, you know, the one thing that always struck me that you said when you first came in here, was it 3 or 4 years ago, was that this is a disease that most people just assumed was part of getting older. You get older and then, grandma's memory's going. But it's a disease. It needs to be addressed as such. And I don't know why it's taken so long to have it contextualized this way. But it's important that people are starting to understand it's not supposed to happen.
Exactly. And that's exactly right. We really are, and we are making progress. I know, Randy, this is something that you're dealing with personally.
Oh, yeah. Well,
now,
when you first came in, I saw the signs in my dad a couple of years ago. You know, he had so many surgeries in his 70s, and I think that might have been part of what contributed to his deterioration and sort of the onset of dementia. I know there's numerous reasons why this can occur. But for him, I thought that was it. And he is pretty far into it now, and it's just a terrible thing to watch happen because you very quickly lose that person, but they're there still.
Exactly. And the impact on the family is really dramatic. Mm-hmm. I know you have nieces and nephews. I was curious as to how they've been dealing with
they don't live there, so it's like, you know, it's and most of them are, you know, sophomore, junior in high school age at this point. The very young ones, you know, it's tough for them to understand. So you know, we kind of just, hey, you know, grandpa's not really feeling that great today, so just be nice to him, you know. But he's, you know, he's at a stage where he can kind of like, my dad was always goofy, so I think they just think it's goofy. It's more the siblings. I mean, we're the ones who are fighting over stuff. You know, we're constantly battling because we're all in different cities and everyone has a different opinion on level of care and what should happen. And there's no blueprint.
That's really the aspect of this disease that a lot of people don't account for is the impact on the family.
Right.
You know, you've got people that are trying to figure out, a lot of times people in different cities, trying to figure out the best options for care, what facility the person should be in. And then the issue with younger children. I mean, I know we really struggled with that. My son was very young when my dad first was impacted with dementia, and we struggled with striking that balance between wanting him to visit, but also wanting him to remember the person my father used to be before dementia stole his mind.
Yeah, my younger nephew, that is 100% the issue right now.
Right.
Because you don't want to scare the kid either. And because, you know, it's impossible for us to understand. So who knows how they could process it or are capable of.
Exactly. Were you presented, I was curious, Randy, was your family presented with any treatment options for your father?
It's been such a long ride. There were many different scenarios that could have played out, and we kind of just went with our gut on who to trust and all of this, and his has advanced pretty quickly, so there was not a lot of like, well, maybe if we take him to a clinic in California, you know, there was more like, let's get him safe and comfortable.
And that really was the genesis for my sister, who is incredibly passionate. I know you know Haley. She's just incredibly passionate about our mission. And she was instrumental in finding the foundation and discovering it, and getting us started. And really the goal was, it's not right. This is a disease and there should be treatment options. It shouldn't just be, how do we keep this person safe? It should be, how do we get them better?
Yeah. All right. So Roll for a Reason, Saturday night for Clear Thoughts Foundation. Where can people go to find out more about what's going on?
To buy tickets and to learn more about our mission, just go to www.clearthoughtsfoundation.org. It's a brand new website. You can buy tickets right there. If you're not able to attend, you're able to make a donation online. It's a secure site. No problem. You can use your credit card. And we'd appreciate any listeners that are able to attend. And if you're not, you know, please make a donation online.
Yeah, if you can't go, donate. Matt said, getting a step toward finding a cure towards this, or at least meds that treat this better. That, you know, that's the other thing. It seems to be a little bit of a shotgun approach to, you know, just, well, maybe one of these will work. Right. You know,
I couldn't believe the drug they prescribed for my father was lithium, and I was like, what are we in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? What are we doing? I mean, this, we haven't progressed more than that, and hopefully with the funds that we're raising, we'll make a difference in finding those drugs.
Well, I will 100% say that, you know, there's no good geriatric disease, like, there, you know, obviously, but this is one that is so particularly cruel and tough to endure for both the person affected and the family, that we really need to make a concentrated effort at figuring out all of, you know, what goes into contributing to the onset of this disease and then how to treat it. You guys are doing a great job toward that end. ClearThoughtsFoundation.org. Go online and donate if you can. And go Saturday night if you're looking for something to do. This is, you know, you and the missus, or you and the mister, get all gussied up and go on out and have a great time. Open bar, tons of food and gambling.
Absolutely. It is a great night.
All right. Roll for a Reason. This Saturday night, that's Matt Jameson from Clear Thoughts Foundation. Always good to see you, man.
Thanks again,
guys. Thanks so much.